Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, lots of sunshine, high around 77 degrees. Kenosha, it's 51 right now. In Burlington, 47. In Milwaukee, it's 46 and 50 degrees in Racine. Flood warnings are continued for the Root River Canal at Raymond, where at 4 o'clock this morning it measured 12.4 feet. 11 feet is the flood stage there. The Fox River at New Munster, 3:45 this morning, that measured 10 feet. That is 1 foot over flood stage, so the situation still being watched very closely by officials. In Milwaukee, a fire, this one at 39th and Hopkins, this involving an apartment building. According to officials, it's suspicious at this point because there are more than one point of origin within the complex. The reports also have several people having to be rescued from that fire at 39th and Hopkins in Milwaukee. Of course, the big fire yesterday, that church in the downtown Milwaukee area. In Racine, the Common Council last night coming up short in overriding a veto from Mayor Corey Mason on the group's decision 2 weeks ago, which directed staff to recommend safer alternatives to stop signs at Gould Street and Carlisle Avenue.
I felt it was important to give the residents of the area who raised their concerns for safety certainty that they'd be able to rely on their signs continuing in the area.
Meanwhile, Alderman Sandy Widener talking about some kind of mechanism to deal with the residents in neighborhoods who have issues with the traffic concerns.
I don't think it's necessary to veto the action taken by the council because I think the intent of that action in the motion was to find a solution going forward. So I would support overriding the veto for that reason.
Alderman Randy Hahn says he's driven that intersection for decades and that safety is the number one priority. The vote was 6-8 against overriding the mayor's veto. It keeps the stop signs and tells the residents that the issue will not be revisited in the near future. A proposed ordinance to regulate mobile food vendors, or food trucks, if you will, in the city of Burlington, with an annual $50 vendor permit and required inspections, a discussion topic at last night's council committee of the whole meeting. Administrative Services Director Megan Watkins noting that the city currently allows food carts, but not trucks.
A food truck cannot come and just park on the street per our ordinance. They would either have to be part of a special event or get a conditional use permit, so they would essentially park on a private commercial property, like Richter's, for example, get a conditional use approved by Plan Commission. So in an effort for staff to be proactive with some of these food trucks possibly wanting to come in, we drafted this ordinance.
Meanwhile, Alderman Tom Preisker noting special event trucks are around and his only real concern with allowing them any time would be related to the parking situation.
I've heard bad stories of it not working well in Milwaukee where, the food truck will, I don't know if they have the 100 feet requirement there, but they park in front of a specific business every single day. And I don't know if it's a food business or not, but maybe that business doesn't want a food truck parked right in front of their business every single day, blocking the view of their business and taking parking from their potential customers.
The proposed mobile food vendor ordinance in Burlington to be on the council's June 5th business meeting agenda. And a state-issued license to sell beach-themed drinks containing hard liquor at the beachside oasis at Racine's North Beach is what returning operator Scott Jensen needed for boosting revenue, and that's why he went before the Common Council last night, seeking the approval of a formal resolution as part of this process.
We do not anticipate the addition of a handful of tropical drinks to impact that environment in any way. We expect these additional drink options to generate additional sales since our contract with the City of Racine stipulates payments are made based off a percentage of our total sales. These additional sales will not only benefit us as a small family-run business, but also the City of Racine as well.
Tom Mulbeck, heading up Park and Rec, said that the new contract would be like the old one with operational limits.
Part of the contract that's always been in there for the last 5-10 years is that the park closes at 10 o'clock. Music, I believe, has to be done at 9 o'clock, and they have to be totally, completely out of the park by 10. So they wouldn't be able to serve afterwards. So that is part of the contract.
Assistant City Attorney New Arndt, though, acknowledged that while the beach as a city park does close at a certain time, the liquor license from the state would still allow alcohol sales after that. The requested council-approved resolution, though, was approved unanimously. In Racine County Circuit Court, charges filed against a Green Bay woman for reportedly escaping from the Ellsworth Correctional Facility near Union Grove last month, and then stealing a truck from a nearby home and taking off back for Green Bay. 36-year-old Christine Abel facing allegations of burglary, escape, operating without owner consent on a vehicle, as well as theft. Charging documents indicate that she was able to squeeze through the gate at the Ellsworth facility that was loosened and walked to a nearby home, noticed the keys had been left in the truck, took them, and drove off to Green Bay, got arrested up there a week later. Her preliminary hearing on the Racine County charge coming up next week. She's also facing a related charge up in Brown County. In Mount Pleasant, the village board this week honoring Peter Basha at their meeting from his retirement off the Village Fire and Police Commission after 41 years of service. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki noting that Basha had a hand in really shaping the current Mount Pleasant force.
I've known of Peter mostly since my last 10 years as chief, but I've met him beforehand, and he was actually on the commission when I was hired. And I think I can safely say that everybody on the PD right now, all 50 of us, he has hired, because there's nobody here with more than 41 years on.
Basha thanking the village for allowing him to be involved, and he had a message for young people. Find out what's going on, get involved. Village also honoring Police Officer John Blickle, recently retiring after 16 years. Chief Zarzecki presenting him with the Distinguished Police Service Award. Latest definition of bulky waste in the city of Racine, approved by the Common Council last night, is items that are physically unable to fit into an empty solid waste cart, which means you got bags and boxes of materials. That's not bulky waste. Alderman Sandy Widener again stating this is a reduction in city services. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said that going to the semi-automated cart collection system eliminates more than three-quarters of the repetitive motion problems, which led to some very costly worker compensation claims in the past.
They're working in the right-of-way. They're also working on icy streets and things of that sort. So, but it's a physical demanding job. It remains a physical demanding job, but we've tried to eliminate, a number of the lifting and repetitive motion, exposure to sharp objects, things of that sort.
Alderman Melissa Lemke noting the intent to make sure that bulky waste is the big items, not the extra garbage that should go into the carts.
So they have 10 bags of trash, say, and they don't fit in the cart. So we want to have people avoid calling for regular things that could be dropped off at Pearl Street or regular trash collection. So the intent was to have the bulky waste collection only be things that will not physically fit in an empty solid waste cart.
Council voting 9-5 in favor of the Public Works Committee's recommendation. The $35 million development, a combination apartment and commercial project being proposed in the village of Summers. Right now it's farmland at the northwest quadrant of Green Bay Road and Highway E, where a BP gas station currently sits. No developer identified at this point. Plenty of details still to be worked out. This is Summers Village President George Stoner after talking to his colleagues last night.
They're ready to go, but we're working through the cost factor, so we can bring it back to you.
Meanwhile, the development would include upwards of 265 apartments, proposed animal hospital, second commercial use, which he declined to specify due to negotiations that are still ongoing. A referendum on the so-called dark store legislation might go before the voters in Summers. That was talked about also at the Summers trustee work session last night. State legislation's been bottled up so far in committee. Proponents say the property tax burden being shifted unfairly over to homeowners. Dark store means, of course, that these big box retailers trying to lower their property assessments by having their stores compared to those that are sitting empty. Polk Lane Hydraulics announcing a $20 million expansion of its North American headquarters in Grandview Business Park in Yorkville. Company planning to break ground at the end of the month for a 60,000 square foot expansion of that facility. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.